Order.
The sting in Thursday's question time was in the tail. Question number 12 from Labor's David Parker.
My question is to the Minister for Primary Industries. Is the customs export prohibition livestock for slaughter order 2013 still in force? And how does it differ, other than as to dates, from the customs export prohibition livestock for slaughter order 2010 and the customs export prohibition livestock for slaughter order 2007?
David Parker's question was answered for the Primary Industries Minister, Nathan Guy, by his associate, Joe Goodhue, who confirmed that the three Customs Export Prohibition Orders, or CEPOs, were virtually identical before addressing Mr. Parker's next question.
Was the primary reason for the original restrictions on the export of live sheep for slaughter the death and distress of many sheep while being shipped to the other side of the world?
The Honourable Joe Goodhue.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, I am aware that there was certainly consternation about the deaths of the sheep that happened back in 2003.
Mr. Parker then linked his questions to claims by the Prime Minister John Key that deals to heal rifts with Saudi Arabia caused by the live sheep export bans had been considered by Labor.
The Prime Minister yesterday referred to two Cabinet papers in attacking the opposition and didn't release them.
Before seeking leave to table the papers in the House, Mr. Parker acknowledged that he'd be going off the beaten track.
The rules surrounding the release of Cabinet papers entitle former members of Cabinet to access those Cabinet papers, but they don't entitle us to release those documents, and that has to be determined by the government under the Official Information Act.
David Parker said it was a test of whether Parliament controlled its own destiny.
The difficulty that the opposition has is that we were attacked with these papers. We haven't got the right to release them. I would like them to be released. I don't think there's any public interest that serves their not being released. But I just, because it is slightly unusual, want to seek some confirmation that indeed Parliament is in charge of its own destiny here.
For the government, their Deputy Leader of the House, Simon Bridges, said the procedure for release of Cabinet papers was contained in the Cabinet manual.
I think in terms of comity or respect between the executive and this Parliament, leave shouldn't be put, and I'll put that to you. To propose a helpful alternative to that is that we would certainly be happy as government to see opposition seek to expedite the proper process on this so that the papers in a proper way can be released. But I don't think it is for this place to be doing that when there is a Cabinet manual with rules that do need to be followed through.
The Speaker, David Carter, disagreed and decided Mr. Parker should have the right to seek leave.
The Member's attempting to, in fact, break what has been a Cabinet convention for a long period of time that serves the purpose of both ministers that are in government and the purposes of former ministers who are now in opposition and may potentially be back in government. I think the best way forward for me is I will be asked to put the leave. I intend to put the leave, and it would not be a surprise to me if the current government did object to it, but that will be a choice for Parliament.
And that's what happened. The leave was put and the government did object, so watch this space. Also in question time, Health Minister Jonathan Coleman was taken to task over rural health services by Labor's Deputy Leader and former Health Minister Annette King.
What was his response to the letter he received from representatives at the meeting in Alexandra, which said, quote, "We have resolved a vote of no confidence in yourself as Minister of Health.
What?
The funding of health services is ultimately your responsibility. You decide with your Cabinet colleagues on priorities. Quite clearly, $26 million on the New Zealand flag is far more important than using it for rural health services. And by the way, order. It passed unanimously by 1,000 people.
Order. The Honourable Dr.
Well, Mr. Speaker,
Coleman.
My response was I got straight on the phone to the gentleman who proposed that notice of no confidence. I told him I wasn't going to resign. He laughed. We talked through some of the issues, and he accepted that there are some real challenges there, which the government is committed to facing up to and solving.
Mrs. King also tried to table a document.
I seek leave to table a Jonathan Coleman speech in the estimates debate 2007,
order.
Mr. Speaker.
No, the member will resume her seat immediately. Immediately. The member then is using a point of order to table a Hansard, a speech that was made. That is freely available to all members if they want to bother to look it up. Some might. I doubt whether many will.
The Speaker, David Carter. More on our webpage, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.